Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. Well, we're going to continue right on in a message I've entitled Growing into Maturity, and we've been looking at some very important things that we need to understand in order to accomplish that. This is God's plan for the ages. We were created in His image, again, going back to the very beginning of the book of Genesis, and God gave Adam and Eve dominion over the earth, over the animals. They were to tend the garden. They were to be rulers, if you will, over the earth, and they lived in a perfect paradise, and it wasn't until they disobeyed, sin entered the world, they disobeyed God, they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and we've been eating of that bitter fruit ever since. But they died spiritually. The Lord told them that you will die in the day that you eat of it. They did die spiritually, although they live for hundreds of years later. But the fact of the matter is, God was true to His word. They physically died, and as the Lord said, dust thou art, and to dust thou art thou shalt return. And it wasn't until the second man, Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, came as a perfect man. He was very God and very man, yet he lived his life in communion with the Father and was without sin. He was the only sacrifice that would be acceptable before the throne of a just God. We deserve death, but Jesus came and died in our place. That's the message of the gospel. That's the good news. And if we will accept and receive that work He did, if we will believe in our heart that Jesus died and rose again on the third day and is now living in heaven, seated next to the throne of the Majesty on high at the right hand of the Almighty, He is living to make intercession for His people. And you know what, beloved? Be encouraged. Jesus will get His prayers answered. I'm totally confident of that. So, I want you to be encouraged today. And I, as we're just taking a quick review, that we're looking at the things that enable us to actually mature. Maturity is attained by, first of all, being aware that there's something we have to do. And we become mature, we grow into mature adults even in the natural, by being responsible for things, first of all, in our own life and then in the lives of others. People marry, they have families, then the responsibilities increase. So the measure of our maturity is how we care for what God has entrusted to us. There's many areas of accountability before the Lord. I just listed a few. And if any time you want to rehear a broadcast, please go to unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and they're archived there at your convenience to listen anytime. But our physical bodies, the inner man of the heart, our spiritual person, if you will, our relationships, our talents, our material possessions and finances, all those are areas in which we will have to give an account before God when we stand before the throne, the judgment seat of Christ. But also, our maturity is developed through our relationship with the Lord. God wants to partner with us. He wants us to work with Him. That has always been His plan. Isn't that a beautiful concept that we can share and we can work together with God? He says, pray that God will send forth laborers into the harvest field. And that first invitation He gave to us, recorded in Matthew, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am gentle, I'm meek and humble in heart, and you will find rest rest for your souls. We're to come to him. We're to take his yoke. We're to learn of him. And his yoke enables us to know what his goals and ways of operation are, learning the ways of the Lord. We are in a divine partnership with God now and in the ages to come, beloved. Now, having shared all that, there is yet another area of stewardship that I want to share with you, and perhaps along with the revelation that God has given as we understand his plan for our lives, that is the area of problems. That's another area of stewardship. In a sense, they're our very own personal property. And you might be stunned for a minute. You say, what are you saying? Our problems? Those aren't from God. Those are, you know, that's just all the work of the enemy. Well, that's true. I agree. All the sin, all the trouble, all the sorrow, all the lack of harmony, the things that are in this world, they are the result of sin. That is for certain. And the devil does all he can to monopolize on those horrible negative things that are found in the heart of a unregenerate man. But beloved, let me just share with you, the Bible says that our character is forged and purified through trials and problems. Do you remember Job? He said, I know that when I am tried, that I will come forth as pure as gold. He did not understand what was going on in his life, but he knew, yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. Now, beloved, the natural man in ourselves, our flesh man, our carnal man, is weak and self-serving. We are unable to handle much power without being corrupted. An example of that is found in that parable of the prodigal son, which is recorded in Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 11 through 32. And I'm not going to read all of that, but it says, Jesus said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And the father actually did that, which normally should be done at his death. So that was really an insult to him. But nevertheless, he divided unto them his living. And the youngest son took everything he had. He went on a journey into a far country, wasted his substance with riotous living, and he went from bad to worse. And he ended up in a pig's pen, and he finally, it says, thank God, came to himself. And he said, how many hired servants of my father's, have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And of course, I trust you know the rest of the story. When the father saw him, he was looking. He saw him afar off. He ran to him, embraced him. They had a wonderful party because even though the older son wasn't appreciating the fact that the younger son was back, the father told that eldest son, please come in, make merry. It's fitting that we do so because my son who was lost is now found. And that's how the father feels about us. But the point of that is that prodigal son, if you will, he had wealth and he didn't know how to live. He didn't know how to live in a godly way. And as a result, that power that he had, make no mistake, this world runs on money. There's the spirit of God and the spirit of mammon. You cannot serve both. And that's just an illustration in one of the parables Jesus gave of someone who received power and was not able to handle it. He received power, which is finances, and he also had personal liberty. He could do whatever he wanted to do. Well, I think of my own testimony. I mean, I was raised in a Christian home, But when I got to be a teenager, college age, I said, that's it. Everybody's a hypocrite. I want none of church. I'll never be in a church again. And God, for 10 years, let me do my own thing. I had all the liberty I wanted. And I discovered on my own, I only had two people witness to me very briefly. One was a woman said, the king is coming on a Christmas card. And somehow that really impacted me. But not until I had gone through enough that I realized there was no meaning, there was no purpose, there was no significance, there was no value in anything. I was free to do whatever I wanted to do, and that personal liberty brought me no happiness, brought me no fulfillment. It didn't answer my questions about the eternal realities. Is there a God? What's the purpose of life? Not until we find Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, we are forged through the problems we go through. And how do we receive God's power? Well, Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. And it comes, hear me now, listen closely, it comes with assuming spiritual responsibility. First of all, over your own life and person, and then to whatever degree you are responsible to others in relationship, like if you're a parent or you're a spouse, you're married to someone, you have to assume spiritual responsibility for those God has entrusted to your care. And also we receive power by sharing knowledge, ability, and authority with God over some portion of His creation. Problems, beloved, cleanse us. And you want to say, oh, really? Yes, beloved. Problems cleanse us from selfish ambition, from presumption, and ignorance. We need to become problem solvers. You know, I start the broadcast every day with, you don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. The Brother Glass did that for years, and I've just carried on. Beloved, faith is required. God has a way of escape. Many times, we are the problem. Well, I hate to leave it right there, that we can be the problem, but if you really think about it, you have to admit that might be true. So, what's the remedy? Well, I invite you to tune in tomorrow, and we'll explore this further. Problems, another area of stewardship. God bless you. I do love you. And the announcer is going to give our contact information, and some of you need to write. Yes, indeed. Some of you need to have an attitude adjustment. We all need that at times before the Lord, and He's faithful to accomplish that. So the announcer will give our contact information. God bless you for your prayer support, your financial help. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.